Beginning of this year, we talked about how to formalize the church together as a community of a faith and a family together. And then through the visioning process from the January till the February-ish, you know, for 2 months, we ran the congregational survey to define the DNA of our church. And then define the DNA of our home, godly home in this place. And the DNA was home. Home. Make this church to be home for me, for you, for others who are not here too. So those are the, that one particular one we named it through the congregational survey. And then after that is we were wondering how to formalize the home. There are so many different types of a home everywhere. So we needed to define, and so we had a little moments to digest and questioning ourselves, what kind of home do you we wanted to build in this place and shape up our church to be the home for others too. And then through that, through the dialoguing process, we realized that home needed to be welcoming places first. And then nurturing, and then later on, and then celebrating places. And then we defined and we named the three different world into the home to make sure that we are heading to the same direction to build this house, to be the home for other people. Again, we decided not to build the house in here, but home. Home and house is so different from each other. Building the house, we have physically and then we can build a big house in here, but it's, we are trying to create a home. Do you see the differences in here? When you buy the house, if there is no person you love in there, is that called home? No. The loving people needed to be in place to be called home. Wherever you put your toothpaste, that is called home, right? In your living room, in your home, I mean the bedroom, in your kitchen, in your the bathroom, do you see the homeless in there or homelessness there? Some people have a big mansion, but they do not feel home there. Why? Because there is no welcoming place, there is no nurturing spirit, there is no celebrating spirit. When we come home, people in the house, the people in the home, that place, they are welcoming. Here, today, we are focused on the welcoming portion of our home in this place. Before we move on to the biblical text or dipping into this topic, we need to be welcoming of the lady who just came back from the ASB staffing. Alinda, could you please stand? On behalf of our church, she was on a mission trip and she was staffing for the Valencia service project and she just came home. So let us welcome her back. This is amazing. Thank you. And then she represented this church, the mission of this church, by dedicating her time and energy for the mission or work that which the place that we many people went and she was staying there whole summer to be the representative of God on behalf of this congregation. Home means coming back, and I am not a fan of the baseball game. I'm trying to watch out in here because we have so many baseball fan in here. But in order to score the runners needed to come home, right? First base, second base, and third base, and they needed to come home in order to score. And many people, we know that young people, they grew up in the church and they went off to college and they're driving around. But when they are coming back home, they feel safe. We need to create a safe home here, right? Some people, if we do not create a safe, welcoming home, they're never going to come back to score for God and for their lives. That is a portion of the emphasis that we do have in Christian education. Make sure they go off to college or go off to their business and work and we're coming back home whenever they are ready in a place of welcoming. That is the one of the vision statements that we are trying to hold on to in here. Home to welcome. Home to welcome. If you are able, please open your Bible, Gospel John chapter 15, verse 1 through 12. It talks about a branch and a vine and God, the gardeners. It talks about it, and to be honest, I am not a gardener. I do not have a green thumb, but black thumb to kill everything. And so I cannot truly relate it to the gardening process in this passage, but as I try to understand how gardeners are pruning and cutting off the branches for the fruitfulness of this tree. How does it relate this passage to the welcoming topic we are having in it here? Look, the work of welcoming is what is the essential part of the Christian walk, the Christian family. If we do not welcoming people and welcoming each other, there is no fruitfulness. This passage talks about remainingness and a connectedness and an abidingness. And that is a true, literally, that means of the make yourself home in here. Remaining, abiding in me, which means literally, if I translated the Greek words into the English in here, abiding, remaining in here means make yourself at home in here. When we welcoming people, we are not pushing people to be uncomfortable, right? We are trying our best to make people comfortable at our place. But it takes a time. Welcome means come very well, right? When someone said thank you, you say usually you are welcome, right? Let's say that. I will say the thank you, and then let's see your response. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. That is a thing. When we say thank you, and people are usually say, you are welcome. You are welcome. And then some people said, and then I said, thank you. Do we have this response in our conversation, in our building home together in this place? That is a big question. We need to keep pounding at us in here. The vision statement, which is make a home to welcome and nurture and celebrate, right? And that is the mission statement. I hope that we will just put up this vision statement on the screen. Make sure that we know the vision statement of the church. In order to welcome, make it a home to welcome, welcoming home, this passage clearly said how to make it a welcome home by abiding. But there is an order we needed to follow. Verse 1 through 4, let's read it together, and it gives us the idea how to welcome each other, how to create a welcoming home in these places on behalf of God. Verse 1 through 4, let's read it responsibly, which means I'm going to be reading the first verse and you're going to be reading the second verse. All right? Let me read. I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me, but there is no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he removes, so that it will be more fruitful.
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can bear fruit unless it remains in me.
This welcoming business is to start from identifying ourselves with God. This passage clearly stated, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. The welcoming relationship or welcoming business or creating home to welcome start from me and God. You and God, that is a common ground. If we do not have this common ground, we cannot build a home to welcome. We are creating home to welcome God first by defining in ourselves in the presence of God. We define our church to be the home to welcome in the presence of God. What kind of God are we believing in? We recite the Apostles' Creed at the beginning of the worship service every Sunday, right? Do you know why? Because you and I need to know what kind of God we are serving together. You and I are not just get together to happen to be together. You and I are together in this place to worship God for pursuing and accomplishing the mission of God. I do believe that purposely you and I are being brought together to build this home, to welcome. Because of God, the gravity of our relationship is God. God the love, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We need to remind ourselves that sometimes I am not lovable, likable, and sometimes some of you guys are not lovable too. But still, we are staying together, thin and thick, together, thick and thin, whatever you wanted to say. We are staying together because of this conviction. God who brought us together. If we have no conviction on this, we cannot be the welcoming place. This church cannot be the welcoming home. People walk through that entrance door. They are expecting us to welcoming God in our places first. When you go to the Chinese restaurant, you are expecting the Chinese food to be served, right? Do you guys expecting the Japanese sushi to be served in a Chinese restaurant? No. When you go to a Chinese restaurant, you expect the Chinese food to be served. When you go to a Japanese restaurant, you are expecting Japanese food to be served. When you go to an Italian restaurant, you are expecting Italian sausage to be served, right? But when you and I come to church, what are you expecting? Do you expect to have a fuzziness in here? Yes, it is good to have a fuzzy, cozy feelings in here. But ultimate expectation you and I have to worship God and experience the presence of God. If you and I do not satisfy this expectation as a community of faith who are building the community of home in this place, we fail. There is no reason for us to be the church, to be the church in here for Christ's sake. We needed to present the good news of Jesus Christ. We welcome people by providing many different ministries. In order to welcome people, we are trying to make sure that we have a right temperature in the sanctuary so you and I feel comfortable to worship God and focus on God. In the music ministry, they are trying to provide the meaningful and worshipful music so you and I can connect with God and experience God, because that is the ultimate expectation you and I have when we come to church. And also when we drop off that our kids in the nursery or education, people have a certain expectation, right? We are trying to clean it out and make people feel comfortable and welcome there. But more than that, we welcome people in the name of Jesus Christ by offering gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the beginning of the welcoming business in here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. What does gardener do in here? Cut off the ever branches in me, in Jesus, in church, that bears no fruit. While every branch that bears fruit, there God is pruning. It is hard, isn't it? When someone is correcting you, are you happy? Many people want us to correct others. And we, including myself, it is hard to be corrected in a pleasant mode. I just admit this one. And I'm sure that you, unless you are a godly, godly person, holy, holy person, not like me, and you probably, you would love to be corrected at it all the time. But I twist my arm all the time. Lord, you are twisting my arm. And I try to be aligning to your work and your leading in this place. But no, Lord, I'm crying. Help me out. But it's God is pruning, which is great, don't you think? Instead of cut off. When you feel pain in correction, in ministry, in life, that means that you and I are still alive. That means that there is hope. And when we feel pain, think about it, that God is pruning us because we can bear amazing fruit for the kingdom's sake. It is hard. It is hard to bear. But that is a sign of aliveness and hopeful fruitfulness according to the passage in here. Define God and define ourselves in the in a welcoming place to create a welcoming. That is the first step. Without God, without me in the presence of God, without you in the presence of God, we cannot create or build a welcoming home in this place. So first step. You and I need to get closer to God and define God and define yourself. And then there, later on, even though it is painful in the growth of our Christian walk, we can bear this pain because we know that this is a pruning process. We have a faith in here. Another step is define me and an outward here. And do you remember that upward, inward, outward, onward? This is clearly same direction, upward first. Define me with God first, and then here, and then define it outward, I mean, and onward, inward. Those kind of directions you need to remember, it is all about direction. What direction we're going to go first in the priority. First is upward. In the next one, verse 5 through 8, let's read it together. And I think that we can read it, whole the congregation together. Ready? Go. This one, Jesus defined himself as a vine, and you and I are the branches. And then that is the second definition of our process to welcoming the places in here, in creating the welcoming place. Define God and me, and defining God and in our neighbors, right? And then that is the things, I am the vine, you are the branches. You and I are not the vine. You and I are the branches. Through Jesus Christ, we've been reconciled. I skipped the verse 3 because it is in here, but I think that we needed to revisit the verse 3 here. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. What does that mean? I mean, when I read this passage, why in the world the verse 3 say it clean? I feel like it is our place. It is a branch and a vine and stories in the middle of that. Then Jesus is saying that you are clean. Forgiveness is the beginning of the connectedness between vine and branches. If we do not know that we are forgiven by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, we cannot connect ourselves to the vine. The invitation is there. Regardless of all the mistakes you and I are made or the making still, God is welcoming us, and God is saying that you and I are forgiven. Trust God. You do not need to pounding at your chest every day for the same reason. God said you are forgiven. I am forgiven. So if you are willing, the connectedness, the relationship is open for you to welcome. And if we applied this passage to the welcoming topic we are wrestling today, you and I are forgiven children of God, which means our friends are forgiven. You and I needed to accept forgiveness of wrongdoing and sins in this place. No one is perfect, including myself. You obviously know that. And we need to embrace, regardless of the wrongdoings and the mistakes that people are making, make sure that we embrace because our common ground is the same. Fine. You and I are branches. You and I are connected to each other through the vine. Not just branches to branches. You and I are connected to each other through the vine. If we know this amazing relationship order, we cannot say who is right and wrong in this ministry, in our walk. We just accept, make sure that we are heading to the same direction. First, the 5-8. I am the vine. You and I are branches. That is a clear definition Jesus is giving to us. You and I are not a vine. You and I are not the gardeners. You and I are the branches who are being nourished by this vine and pruned by this gardener, which we call God. You and I are different size of branches. Should I definitely see it? Tall, short, fat, skinny, whatever. But as long as we are connected to the vine, we can welcome each other with aliveness. Let's move on to the verse 9 through 12, how we can continue this welcoming. Let's read it together, verse 9 through 12. Ready? Go. This is a very simple, sounds like, but it's very hard. In order to connect the branches to the vine, we need to accept the cleanness Jesus given to us through the spoken word and the living word, which is Jesus is the Lord and Savior. That is the beginning of the connectedness. How to remain in this relationship with God, remain in this relationship, require us to obey the word of God. In summary, in this passage, the word of God is love. Doesn't matter how clean house we do have, if we do not have love for God and love for each other, it will not be the welcoming place at all. Doesn't matter how structurally we organize it or not, if we do not have love for God and love for each other. It doesn't matter how awesome gourmet food will be being prepared and provided, if we do not have love for God and love for each other. How to remain in God? Obey. Obey what? The command. What is the command of God? Love God and love each other. That is the very foundational. Doesn't matter how awesome Christian education program we do have, if we have no love for God and love for each other. We are here to accomplish the mission of God. The mission of God in this place is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. How? To create a home. Home to welcome, nurture, and celebrate everyone. How? By obeying God's command. Love God. Love each other. I think that I can make so many mistakes in here because I felt loved by the congregation. I felt like it is I can make so many goofy mistakes, but still I feel like I can be embraced by this congregation. Do you feel the same way that I'm feeling in here? I can whine and not pretend that I'm a holy minister of God in here. I do not need to pretend it in here. Sometimes in the beginning, to be honest, I've tried to shape up myself to be holy and awesome pastor for the church. But it doesn't work because that's not me. I am not holy, holy person. I am not perfect person. Sooner or later, true being, truthful our being will be revealed. Believe it or not. Since we are walking together to build a home in this place to welcome, make yourself at home in here, which means be truthful yourself. If you still put up the guard and try to shape up and put the public face, this place is never going to be your home. I can open it up a lot of things with many people because I felt home. I hope that you're going to do the same way. The choice is yours. When we said welcome, it sounds like a little bit backward in here. We said, well, thank you, right? I hope you are being welcomed by this congregation, by God, and by others in this place. You are welcome. I am welcome. We are welcome in this place because of the presence of God, whose name is Jesus. So we say, thank you. Thank you, God, for sending your begotten Son for us to connect us to God through the vine. And thank you, God, for pruning us and shape us, even though it is hard, because of welcoming. I pray that you and I will be on the same page to welcome each other by loving God and loving each other. That is the essence of a welcoming business. Yes, we do clean up the places. Yes, we do shape up, reconfigure the furniture here and there in the classroom to create a safe home for the children and youth and other people. But more than anything, by loving God, loving each other, we can create this place to be home of a welcoming for everyone, including you and I in this place. So let us say you are welcome. And in the back word, yeah, thank you, right? Let's say that thank you first and then you are welcome. I will say that thank you and then you will say that you're welcome. And when you say you are welcome, I will say thank you. And let's do it in a different ways in India. So let's be alert. If you do not remember anything out of this service, thank you. You are welcome. That business is the basic motto creating a welcoming home in this place. By saying thank you, and you're going to say?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks to be God. Thank you. Praise the Lord.